Radio TV report.
Is Mr. Ingersoll there, please?
He's on the other phone. Could I have him call you?
Well, I'm using somebody else's phone. Do you think he'd be very long?
Probably about 5 minutes.
All right, I will call him back.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Radio TV report.
Is Mr. Ingersoll free, please?
Yes, can you know who's calling?
Harold Weisberg.
Hold on.
Mr. Ingersoll, Harold Weisberg, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Paul, I mean, Russ stopped off to see me after he was last in Washington, and he had just come from seeing you.
Oh, yeah, no, I thought this was what I was trying to figure together, the name.
Right. And he told me that you then had a tape of my appearance on the Farber Show. I called to see if I could make life a little bit easier for you, because I have no objection at all to your client knowing everything I do. I'm anxious for them, too, as a matter of fact. And to see if I could make an arrangement. If I wish I'd done it sooner, because I've made two appearances in Washington of which you probably had no idea. One on WWDC and the other on Channel 5.
Oh, uh-huh.
So I know your client's long-time interest in me and what I say, and since I want the government to know everything I say, I'd be quite happy to let you know in advance if you'd like me to, but in return, I would like you to provide me with copies of the tapes you make so I could have them as a matter of record.
Could
you do that?
How far back are we with Farber?
Well, one was this year, two or three weeks ago.
Yeah, we wouldn't have that one any longer.
That's too bad.
See, we keep our tapes from...
Well, the reason I think that's one your client would have least interest in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's precisely for that reason that I have most interest in it, because most of these guys try and provoke things, and this was just a straight, cool discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time in a long time that on any of these shows I've been able to do the kind I like. I don't like these dramatic confrontation things and all the sensation. But I will undoubtedly be doing other shows, and I'd be very glad to let you know in advance. I know this means money for you, and it doesn't hurt me, since I'm glad for them to know what I'm saying and what I think. I wish they'd pay more attention to it.
I was assuming we had a client.
Well, and not assuming that I am wrong in my estimate as to who the client is.
Mm.
I know of only one. You may have more than one.
I'm not touching this line with a 10-foot pole. I'm not touching this line with a 10-foot pole.
I don't expect you to say anything.
Okay. When were you on WWDC, Mr. Westbrook?
I think 2 weeks ago, and it was taped in advance by phone for use on a Sunday night, and the interview was with Paul Carson. It ran about a half hour. If they can't supply you with it, I made one on my end on the telephone just to have as a matter of my own record, because I never know it. You see, these things are all unrehearsed,
yeah,
and I have no idea what I'm going to be asked. And my interest is not only in having a record, but also because I like to be sure that I don't make any mistakes. We're all fallible, and when these things are extemporaneous,
yeah,
sometimes you can say what you don't intend to, or say what you don't intend to be misinterpreted.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then the Don Alexander show was on Black News that Saturday night. Now, I believe that was a week ago this past Saturday night.
Okay, let me see whether we have these or, you know, something happened.
Oh, I have them. You don't have to. I'm not interested in getting them from
you. Oh, I see.
I taped the Alexander one off the air just to, so I could go back over it and see how I did, you know.
Uh-huh.
They only used about a quarter of what we taped.
You're hardly geared to Black News.
I beg your pardon?
So you're hardly geared to Black News. Well, necessarily, I assume.
As a matter of fact, on the current book, I'm very much geared to Black News.
Oh, really?
The King assassination.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. I'm a little behind on your books. Forgive me.
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm behind on my books, too, Mr. Ingersoll. I've got some written I haven't yet been able to publish.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
fantastic.
I think you'll find a good market when I can get them published.
You tend to them to be sort of hoary subjects, huh?
I have never left them.
No, actually, you haven't, have you?
That's right.
Well, fine. You know, if you let us know and then we can set these things up, we'll certainly give you tapes of them.
Fine, and then meanwhile, you can perhaps have some benefit from them. Now, I don't know if I'm going to go on a speaking tour on this one or not. But if I do, if you'd like me to, I'll call you in advance and tell you what cities I'm going to be in. You don't have to tell me where you have offices. I don't really care.
No, we have, Chicago, you know, Detroit, New York, Los Angeles.
I didn't know you had Los Angeles.
Yeah.
I may be doing some by phone there.
Uh-huh.
If I can reverse the charges to you, because I don't have enough money to pay for it, I'll tell you in advance when I do them by phone.
Okay.
How about San Francisco? I may be doing some by phone to San Francisco.
We don't have an office there at the moment. We did have one, and we think we will again, but there's nothing doing right now.
Well, if I can, I'll be a good boy, and I'll make a tape for you.
How about that? Well, good luck with it anyway.
I don't care how much.
I noticed that you go off on sort of periodic little tours.
This has been the first time in a couple of years.
Yeah. I think, I guess authors, when they go on this, there's a whole sort of flurry of activity, and you're all over the place.
Well, in this case, it's going to depend on the publisher, not on me. This is the first time I am not my own publisher.
Uh-huh.
And when I was my own publisher, I was my own man.
Yeah.
And now I can only do what he does.
Oh, I see, yeah. We find with authors that usually clients, no matter who the client is interested at the beginning, and then after a while decide they've had it all.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things you can say so many different ways.
That has not been true of me.
No, I'd say you hold a pretty good record there.
Your client has never lost an interest in me.
Well, fine. We'll see, you know, let us know, and we'll see what we can do for you, certainly.
Very good, and I'll tell you, I'll try and remember the next time. Let me give you my home phone number.
Okay.
Area code 301 473-8186. If you want the WWDC tape and the Channel 5 tape, which only ran about 5 minutes, next time I come to town, I'll bring it in to you.
Okay,
Where is your office?
4435 Wisconsin.
I thought it was near my way in.
Yeah, I'm going to check anyway, because we should have them, if they're that recent anyway.
Yeah. Okay, then if you don't, give me a call, and next time I come to town, which may be next week, I'll bring them in and lend them to you.
Fine.
They're on cassettes.
Oh, fine.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.